You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to PodcastJuice.net. This is Michael Dean, and this is A Place in This World, and this is Work It Like a Job, number two. But before we get into some of that good stuff, we're going to take some time for some soul meditation, right? So we're going to check this out. This is Intimate Friends, and I want you to think about the friendship inside and the friendship with that spirit of production and creation. Yeah. I'll come back. Hold on. That is the late, great Eddie Kendricks. Classic. But I play that song because I want to read you the lyrics and why. So he says, an endless love in I found in you, warm and inspiring in everything you do. Two join together to give from within, to share as love, as intimate friends. Now, I'm sure he's probably talking about, you know, a relationship with maybe a young lady or what have you. But I'm interpreting this song as a relationship with that spirit inside of yourself, that spirit of work it like a job, that spirit, spirit of being a producer, somebody who creates something, you know. And that's what we've been talking about on this podcast, Place in This World. And one of the things I'm really trying to stress this year is the whole work it like a job thing. So to me, intimate friends, you got to be an intimate friend with whatever it is that you're doing. And you have to make a decision. As I talked about in the last episode, you make a commitment to say, I am going to join with this, create, prosper, and be inspired and inspire whatever this gift is that I have, or whatever this idea, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, no matter what that is. But the overall thing is, you got to work it like a job, right? So today, like I said, this is working like a job. Two, and we're just going to keep moving forward in this whole concept. And I'm not going to be here too long, but a few things I wanted to put in there. First thing I wanted to just say to people, that it is okay to be abnormal. You know, it's okay for you not to be like everybody else out there. And I mean, in whatever capacity, whether it is the way you look, you know, the things you're interested in, your abnormalness is the key to your success. So what I mean by that is, like, I take myself, for example, you know, I like a lot of different things. You know, I am a geek at heart. You know, I'm into sci-fi, music, all these sort of things. But they're things that I really am passionate about. Like, I love music, right? There's particular styles of music that I really love. Of course, you know, I'm a huge Prince fan. I love that man's music. You know, the sound of the music, the chords, the rhythms that he has, you know, the vocal delivery, just all the aspects. So I'm really deep into it, and I put in a lot of time studying that music for various reasons. Probably the main reason is how it makes me feel when I hear it. And when I was younger, how hearing that music was very inspiring and insightful and therapeutic to me when I was really, when it was just first coming out. And I remember hearing it, was like I had never heard anything like this before. You know, what this guy's doing is crazy. When you just put the headphones on and listen, it was nuts, you know. And I still love the feeling that I get from when I hear those songs. It still is in there. There's a certain spirit in that music, as there is in all music. But with that said, as I became a huge fan of it, so, like, that's something that I really know a lot about. I'm passionate about that music. I can talk about, you know, when the stuff was recorded, who played on it, you know, the live versions, blah, blah, blah. Now, for some people, they may look at that and say, man, that's crazy. Like, why are you so into that? You know, blah, blah, blah. But that's me. That's what I'm into, you know. So I said, you know what? It's not abnormal. Well, it is abnormal for me to do that. But then, oh, well, this is what I'm into. You know, it brings something to me. And the fact that I know a lot about it, a light bulb went onto my head one day. I said, you know what? We're going to start a podcast and we're just going to talk about some print shit. How about that? You know, we're going to take 9 years and counting to talk about some print shit. And it seems to be kind of working, right? So I say, whatever it is that you're into, there is value in it. There are people who want to hear what you're into. There's like-minded individuals. That's another thing I came to find out. And of course, with the internet, it's easy to understand that. But sometimes we forget what the internet should be used for. Now, what I mean by that is, to go back to my point, I found like-minded individuals who were into it just like I was. I found other abnormal people who were into some print shit. I found other abnormal people who was into some comic books, who were into movies, who were into all this other crazy stuff that I like to talk about. So, oh, okay, yeah, let's do one of the other, you know, podcasts that we have, Geeked Out. Little did I know, there were other men, women across the world who had the same, like, yeah, I like to talk about movies like that too. I wanted to hear somebody go into this movie or Star Wars or, you know, brothers like comics. I didn't know there was anybody else who was into it like that. So I ended up, not only did I find other abnormal people, I ended up finding damn near great new lifelong friends because of being abnormal and sharing that with the world and putting in the work to talk about it and not be ashamed of, man, this isn't the way that, you know, normally you can do something, or it's not that normal job or that normal pathway to success as we've been taught. But it's not about that. Again, your being abnormal is the key to your success. That is what makes you stand out to other people, because if we were all the same, then there's nothing about you that I can't get from over here, right? So if you really think about all the geniuses and, you know, just the people that you see out there in the world, they're not normal, right? Michael Jackson was not normal. James Brown was not normal. Hell, Barack Obama is not normal. Malcolm X was not a normal man, right? He was very complex. He started one way and ended totally different way. And he said things that normal people don't say or would do, right? For fear or whatever reasons. So it's the people that are not normal that can shine, that you will notice. So never let, you know, the fact that you don't look a certain way or you don't dress a certain way hang you up. You know, whatever it is that you're into, that's what you need to develop. That's what you need to refine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be, you know, one of my good buddies in, you know, Q-Storm, from some of the other podcasts, this guy is a phenomenal videographer. He's, you know, a production company. He shoots videos, edits. He is extremely talented. And I am very hard on him to say, listen, you have a talent. You have all the equipment. And hopefully he takes this in the great way. What you need to continue to do is to push yourself, man, because you got all the equipment a lot of us wish we had, right? I wish I had all that stuff. Because, you know, and it's easy to say, like, if I had this, then we could do this. Well, you got it. What are you going to do with it, right? You can do whatever you want to do, but it's going to take that ultimate thing is going to take that self-push. And to getting back to where we started with that song earlier, you got to get an intimate friendship relationship with your skills, with your passion, and inspire each other and shine and float on, you know what I'm saying, and produce. You know, the other thing about this podcast is that this is a podcast for action, you know. So I want everybody who listens to A Place in This World, and particularly this sort of, you know, subset here of Work It Like a Job, this is about taking action. What this is not about is you retweeting or clicking the share button on Facebook. That is a diversion to creation, all right? Remember, again, I'm going to say it again. This is about action. The last episode, we talked about making a commitment to whatever it is that we wanted to do. So if we make the commitment, the next step is to do action, is to actually do the work. And to do the work, you have to be a creator and you have to produce whatever it is that you're going to do. If you are going to, you know, Q-Star, you're going to do movies or video, then you have to produce video. If you are going to be a fitness person, instructor, then you need to get about being about some fitness. For me, if I want to be doing podcasting, then I need to be on this mic consistently producing and sharing with people, because that is the only way you are going to get anything, is to actually be a producer. Yes, you can share other people's stuff, but you have something inside of you that needs to come out, and you need to give and share and motivate other people. And whatever it is that you do, again, you might like talking about hip hop. You might really be into video games. Okay, tell me what games I need to get. Tell me what's the best game going. Tell me about movies. Okay, what is the movies that I should be going to see? Give me your expertise on this subject. You spent 20 years watching TV. Tell me about it. Right? Use the thing that you do as a pathway to success. But you have to produce something. You got to create something. Even if it's just you saying something about it, you have to create. It's one thing to sit back and read others' things, others' gifts that they share. Let that motivate you. But never let that get in the way of the fact that you need to create something, right? I am a big person of, I read a lot of stuff. I look at everything. That's one of the things. I'm a very observant dude. And I take little things from people that I learn. You know, I have what I call virtual mentors, what I like to call them. You know, there's certain people that I've never even met, but I study what they do. And I get a lot of game and a lot of pointers from watching people's movements and how they did things and the reaction to some of their things. And I say, okay, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take a little bit of that and inject it into what I do, but I'm going to do it my way. And I have an idea of how the outcome of it might be, or at least it inspired me to think a certain way to create something. So Yeah, you have to produce. You have to take action. You can say you're going to do all this and all that in the third, but at the end of the day, and if you give yourself a week, you say, I'm going to be a journalist. Okay, cool. Now, where's the papers that you've written, right? Where are your articles? Where is your blog? Where, you know what I'm saying? So it's one thing to say you're going to do something. It's another thing to actually be something. And again, that's what I am stressing with this podcast. You have to produce. You have to take action. All right. I just got to get that out there. And a lot of times, like I always say, I say a lot of this for my own self, because I have to stay on myself consistently to like keep moving forward. You can have different dramas in your life. There's different issues, different ups and downs. That is a part of life. But I have a laser focus on where I want to be in a certain amount of time. And I know that I have to continue to work to get there. I may not be successful, but I could fail. That's fine. All that's going to do is just make me go back in the lab, regroup, and try it a different way. But I'm still going to keep rolling. They're not going to stop me. It's nothing in the way but me. And so all I'm going to do is get out of my own goddamn way as best I can. You know, it's hard work. But success demands hard work, right? You're not going to always win. You're not going to always lose. But I'm going to always keep trying, because I ain't no quitter. And again, you know, whether you people want to believe it, I say that we are all already blessed. We've already been given everything we need. We just need to act on it, right? So that's what I'm getting back to talking about, taking action. All right. So that's enough of the working like a job part. So the other part of a place in this world, sure. Should I play some songs? You know what? We're going to play some music because I get a little more hyped up, man. And I've been listening to a lot of like 70s funk. I'm like, not like I don't normally do, but I know I've just been listening to a lot of stuff. And I found this one song that you know what it is when you hear it. And I hadn't listened to it in a while. It's Glide by Pleasure. And man, this has got to be one of the funkiest songs ever. This song is from like 1979. And, you know, I am a huge fan of that Minneapolis funk. But this is well before that sound became prominent. And you hear little bits and pieces in this. But this is just so ridiculous. So, you know, like I said, one of my interests is music and like the way, the power of music and how it makes us feel. So we're going to glide right on into the next section. But before we do, we're going to get into this. I'm going to just play the funky part. How about that? So we'll be back. Placing this world. Michael D. I guess shoes. Hold on now. We'll be right back. right, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Place in This World, Michael Dean. This right here, this is where I live right here, okay? This is my space right here. When I'm like, when I get down to my computer, actually, it's not my computer. I call it my creation station. That's what you should call your laptop or your PC, Mac, whatever. Call it a creation station. That's a place where you're supposed to go to create stuff. Not to be a consumer, not to always intake. But when I get into my creation space, you know, flow, I always have the funk on deck. You know, I like to have my headphones, and I can just get into that real creative space and do my thing. And that's like I said, I live in that space right there. All right, next up. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the website, what's going on. You know, I try to be a little personal on this podcast. So the next big thing that I've been working on, you know, aside from just consistently, again, doing this music, is taking this site, what I'm calling phase two. You know, one of my, but my goal and my dream is to, you know, I really want to do this podcasting thing full time. You know, now I know that it may come in phases or layers as opposed to, you know, I might be doing it part time or whatever. But the first thing I'm doing now is to really put myself on faith in terms of, you know, the value of the work that I've been doing and the shows that we produce and all the content, you know, that we've been giving out. Now I'm really like, I'm going to open it up to you, you know, the listeners, supporters of the site, friends, family, to say, hey, you know what, Mike, I really dig what you got going on here. This is actually a part of my life. I've been listening to these shows and, you know, we're going to create something called Podcast Juice All Access. And what that's going to be is going to be a way, for one, giving all of like the old archived shows that we have. You know, I started going through my hard drives, like a couple of different hard drives that I have. And man, there's like over like 180 some hours worth of podcasts in there, man, that we've been doing for the last 9 years. A lot of it is not online anymore, but I have the stuff. And so what I want to do is give people all access to those great shows. You know, so that means, you know, the Prince Podcast archives, Geeked Out, all the classic Geeked Out episodes, the classic A Place in This World episodes, which are not online, but I have all of those. And then even some other extra stuff. There's this thing I did with the great Debrina Jackson Gandy. It's called Holistic Success, and it is a three-part, actually 3-hour, just conversation that me and her have. And it's, each one is themed in terms of the parts, and I'm gonna make that available to the all access. I'm gonna also give access to the two albums that I did over the last couple years. You know, I do music, so put that as a part of it as well. And then also, there are going to be some special only, members only shows that we're going to have in there as well. One of them is sort of the title that I'm kind of throwing around right now. It's called Talking About That Purple Funk. So that's going to be, you know, the guys, us going in deep into like the bootlegs and all that kind of stuff that we can't really do on the Prince Podcast. But within intimate friends, we can get into that. And other shows that we'll do also include the ebook, Prince, the Internet and Relevancy book that we had did a couple years ago, which is on iTunes and the Kindle. So all these different things we're going to put in and make it a part of the all access, you know, package. And we're still sort of formulating, you know, the prices and everything. And actively right now, I'm just like uploading all of this content and making sure that all the different pages and the payment systems and all that kind of stuff is working. But, you know, let me say, with that said, the website as it is will continue to be free. We'll continue to do the shows that we are doing. They'll still be free to anybody who wants to come and get down and check us out. That is not going to change. But what will change is we're going to have a plethora of content that we make available. And also, you know, this would be a great opportunity if you see fit to help support the site and help me, you know, forward in that dream of that full time, you know, podcasting, content creation, all that good stuff. So that's really what I've been working on pretty hard, trying to juggle doing that, doing the new shows that we do every week and, you know, working a full time job. So it's definitely a lot of work, but again, it's stuff that I like to do. So it's, again, as I said earlier, it's about taking action, you know, coming up with a plan, sticking to it, and just keep pushing forward bit by bit. You know, that's all you can really do is just to keep at it, keep that commitment, as we talked about earlier, keep that plan of action, you know, and always keep it in your mind. You know, you have to create, you have to produce. You know, you have that creation station, use it, you know, use it for more than just reading, like, right? And if you've used a lot of time, you know, there's one thing you could, as I mentioned before, like how much time we spend like reading books and watching TV and on social media, you should be an expert at those things. So maybe there is a calling or maybe there is some sort of service or something that you can do that takes all of the knowledge and time that you've invested into these other platforms, figure out a way to turn that to bring something for yourself. Because again, you can only be two things. You can either be a creator, producer, or you can consume things. And this is about working it like a job. And I ain't talking about working like a job as a consumer, because we done already did that. We spent the majority of our life doing that. So now it's time to turn the knob the other way and push forward. All right. I am pretty much talked out. I didn't want to keep you guys here too long. Remember to check out our other podcasts. The Prince Podcast has been on a roll lately. We did the Andre Simone episode, which was still continuing to get us a lot of good press and new visitors to the site. We also did the show about the Prince coming back with Warner Brothers. So that was really good. And we got This Is What We Do is going along at gangbusters. So definitely check that out. And we will see you next time on A Place in This World. This is Michael Dean. Peace.